Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys are having a great day so far. Go to my website, Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two D's, Tuddle.net. When you go there, you're going to be able to find every single place you'll be able to find me online. You can find me on social media. You can find my YouTube channel. Every single thing about me can be found at Tuttle.net. I had a pretty interesting day yesterday. Got a lot of stuff done. Ended up hanging out with my nurse friend, Teresa, that I've gone out with quite a few times. Had not talked to her in about a week and actually went out. She took me out to dinner yesterday over there at Goodrich's here in Oak Hill. It's like one of her favorite places. She wanted to drive all the way over here. They got something called gritters. You know, they're like fritters, but they're like fried grits. They got little bacon bits in them. It's one of the most delicious redneck white trash things that you're ever going to put in your mouth besides my, you know, mom and dad back in the day. I'm sure my dad put some stuff in my mom's mouth that was a little bit more, you know, southern and white trash, if you know what I'm talking about. So I hung out with her, and then I went over and I had a chance to hang out with Dakota and Nicole. If you don't know who Dakota and Nicole is, I had them on my YouTube live stream, and if you have not checked out that interview, go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. It is the last stream that I did with, my last live stream that I did with them. I did a whole interview with them. I think they have a very, very interesting life. They've been living pretty much on the streets for about 2 years now, scrapping, living with, you know, just random people, and It just hammers in the fact that guys are just absolutely disgusting. They are. Like, most men, they see two lesbians, they're like, oh my God, here's my chance for a threesome. No, that doesn't happen that way, guys, because that's the whole definition of being lesbian. They're not a bisexual couple or anything like that. They do not like penis. But man, oh man, it's like every guy that they've met down here has just constantly been the most perverted type people that are like, yeah, I'm gonna be the one. I have a magic penis that's just gonna turn lesbians into it. No, that's not the way that it works, people. And the reason that I'm bringing this up, they brought something to my attention last night, and I wanted to get your feedback. I would like to hear from you. There's a couple of ways you can do that. You can leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. Once again, that is 407-270-3044. Or you can leave me an email, tuttle@gmail.com. What I need your help on what I can do, is this even illegal? Because it is this person's own home. But they told me yesterday, they actually showed me the SD card. And if you don't know what an SD card is, most people do, but it's a storage-like card that you put in your cameras, smartphones, stuff like that. Well, Nicole, the other day, was using the shower because they've been staying with this one guy that is a picker. And he goes around, picks up other people's garbage, stuff that they're going to be throwing out. And they've been staying with him. He's actually been paying them as well, too. I think he still owes them a little bit of money. But they were in there and they were taking a shower, a bath, because they've been staying there. They wanted to get cleaned up after a long, hard day's worth of work. Because you get really, really dirty picking up all that garbage and stuff and bringing it back, going through it. But after they got done with the shower, they found that this SD card on the floor of the bathroom. And then looking a little bit more, this motherfucker has got cameras, hidden cameras, in the bathroom, filming People, I don't even know if it's the guys as well, too. It's not like a toilet cam or anything, because some people are into that. You go to any of these porn websites, these cameras that are in the toilets that want to watch girls pee. I don't know why people are into that type of stuff. I mean, I could see why, but man, it's a little creepy. But come to find out, they found the hidden cameras inside the bathroom. Now, they did not confront this guy because who knows? Like, as a woman, a young woman on the streets and stuff, not a lot of people know who you are. Not a lot of people know how to find you. It's not like something that you can confront this person with because you don't know what this person is going to do once they find out that you know that they know that they're being filmed. So what I'm trying to ask you is what can I do? Do I need to have them contact the authorities? This is something I really don't want to get involved in. I mean, I don't need that. Like, I got my shit together. I got my life together as well, too. But, I mean, I just think it's absolutely despicable to film somebody. And where the guy messed up, because I did ask them. I didn't want to see the actual video. So I didn't see anything, but I could see that the video was inside this guy's bathroom. But I didn't want to see them nude or anything like that. But it's still, come to find out, I mean, it's still illegal to have a camera. Is it illegal? I really don't even know. That's why I would love to hear from you. 407-270-3044. Or you can email me, tuttle@gmail.com. But I did ask them is that he was recording audio as well, too. Now, here in the state of Florida, it is actually more illegal to record somebody audio-wise than it is video-wise without their knowledge. So, like I said, I don't want to get involved, but I also don't want this creep to get away with it because there's no telling how many other women that he has done this to, women that are hard on their luck, maybe need a hand up instead of a hand out, and this guy acts like they're friends, and this motherfucker is in there recording. What is he doing with it? Now, if you take that a next step further, if this guy is you, it's still wrong if he's using it for his personal use. But now, if you take it one step further, and this guy is posting this stuff online somewhere, I mean, you wouldn't even know if he was posting it online because there is just so much porn on the internet. I think that it's absolutely impossible for somebody to be able to see every single piece of pornography that is online. So I just wanted to share that. Like I said, I don't want to get involved, but I want to know what route or route that they should take with this and if it's even illegal or not. It's got to be. Even if it's not illegal, like, you know, law-wise, it's got to be wrong morally. And you guys are probably asking, well, Tuttle, why are you getting involved? Why are you friends with these two people, these two lesbian women that are living off the street, living day to day, dealing with all the stresses of just living off the streets? Why are you hanging out with those type of people? And I'll tell you why. My mom never had daughters. My mom never had daughters at all. And I always felt like she wanted to have a daughter. And, you know, they had moved in right next door to us when they were still with that other guy, Ryan. He was another scumbag, like straight up scumbag. He's the one that was wearing the Pornhub shirt that had Fuckmaster on the back of it with his personal cell phone number. So yeah, that's the type of person. But he ended up taking off and leaving them here for a couple of weeks because he had to go back up to Atlanta for something. This guy was like the white Fred Sanford. I don't even know how John Mays, even though I don't like the guy that owns the park here, I wouldn't have put up with this because this guy had just junk everywhere. Bicycles, jet skis, shitty-ass campers that he bought. But, you know, when my mom was going through the hard time dealing with dad in the hospital, the girls would come over, hang out. They'd have girl time, sit there and show old pictures. Both Dakota and Nicole call my mom Miss Sally. They tell her that they love her or love my mom. So there's been a great relationship there, and I'm trying to help them out. And I've been trying to help them out as well, too, by getting me some content, because they're out there and they're seeing some really, really interesting stuff. And they told me about this homeless camp that is deep, deep in the woods around the Daytona Beach area. Now, I don't know if this is going to be a great idea, but I'm looking to push things to the next level. You know, since Dad's gone, it kind of put me in a different perspective of things that I need to do. I need to start pushing the envelope. I need to start giving you guys stuff that nobody has ever heard before when it comes to podcasting or radio. So, yeah, it might be stupid of me to go out into the woods with a bunch of hobos where they got a camp set up. And I'm sure there's a lot of shady shit going on out there. And I'm sure a lot of people are not going to want to be on video. But I want to do it. I just don't know why. I know it most likely will blow up in my face. It'll be a bad idea. But I want to go out there. I want to talk to the real people. I don't want to talk to these fake-ass people that are just living in their own little world, not having to face the realities of life like some of these other people are doing. And I know a lot of you people are probably like, oh, well, you know, they decided to be out that way. If they wanted to do something, they could do it. Now, you know, I used to have that perspective. I used to have that mindset. People that have addiction are losers. They don't want to work. If they wanted to get off the drugs and they didn't want to live on the street. No, everybody has a story behind them. Yes, addiction is a horrible thing, and it is a disease. It is a disease, and a lot of times, you know, for the most part, it's people that are self-medicating, people that have gone through trauma in their early stages of their life, and this is the only way that they can cope. Some of us aren't born with those type of coping skills to deal with just the horrors of everyday life, and you want that escape. And then once you get on it, you can't get off of it. It's just a big Tijuana buttfuck. Same thing goes with prescription medications. You know, you guys want to judge people that are on illicit drugs, people that are doing heroin, cocaine, methamphetamines and stuff. You know, if you're on prescription medications, you know, because the pharmaceutical companies, they overprescribe all this stuff. So you're just a higher class of an addict. And don't look down on these people. Yes, they are a dredge on society at some times. I know a lot of people don't want them around because it's a lot of crime. But I want to get out there and I want to interview some of these people. I want to find out what happened. I don't want to make fun of them. I'm going to be respectful. I want to hear their story, how they ended up where they are right now. Are they liking it? Because some of these people kind of like that lifestyle. A lot of these people, they just want to live their life. And people look down on them. People look at them like they're not even humans. And I just think that it would be a very, very interesting story, even though that I think it's going to be very, very dangerous for me, because especially if I'm coming out there with all my expensive equipment to be able to record audio and video. Yeah, yeah. I'm just telling you right now, I probably should stream it, because if I stream it and I do die or I get murdered or I get kidnapped, I wanted to at least be on video where you guys can see my demise. That's it. That's how much I love you supporters. If I die, I want it to be captured audio or visually for my audience to hear. A little programming note. If you're a fan of A Mediocre Time with Tom and Dan, I worked with them at Real Radio 104.1. They were the two guys that walked away from the biggest radio show in Orlando it's probably 8-10 years ago that they walked away from iHeartRadio, Real Radio 104.1, to start their podcast. Everybody thought they were crazy, and you know what? They proved everybody wrong. They have built an empire. They have been something that I've kind of modeled the podcast that I'm doing. Yes, I'll admit it. I want to have the success that Tom and Dan are having. They throw some of the biggest events that you're ever going to see. Hell, I mean, some of their events are bigger than some of the terrestrial radio stations, and they got some of the most loyal supporters. They called their supporters BDMs, and that stands for Big Dick Millionaires. And I got to tell you, that's some of the most brilliant marketing that I have ever heard of when it comes to radio or podcasting. I am going to be on their show tomorrow. I don't know exactly what show that I'm going to be on, because they do like three shows a day. They do a free show. They do a subscription show, a BDM show for the Big Dick Millionaires, the ones that are their subscribers. And then they do a censored show that gets played at night at Real Radio 104.1 in Orlando. I mean, how crazy is that? You leave the company that you had worked with for a really, really long time to go out on your own, on your new business venture. You kill it so bad, you kill it so greatly that they actually hire you back to play your show at night at the station that you left. That is what I call a pimp ass move on my part, on their part. So I'm going to be on their show tomorrow. Just stay tuned to my social media. I'll promote where you'll be able to listen to that. Gonna take a quick break. When I come back, I'm gonna be talking about something that I knew that was coming up that I was gonna have to do, and I have been dreading. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Great news, folks. You now have the chance to see the face in front of that sexy voice. Right you are, sir. The Tuttle Daily Podcast streams Monday to Friday on YouTube. Anything can happen at the Hobo Fish Camp.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, sir. That's enough. Okay. So go to youtube.com/Tuttle. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that bell button so you're notified anytime Tuttle goes live. Good job, sir. Questions? Comments? Concerns? Compliments? Or do you just want to tell Tuttle to fuck off? In any event, contact Tuttle. Tuttle@gmail.com.
It's, Tuttle with two D's, dumbass.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Make sure you go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. Make sure you subscribe and hit that bell button, because when you hit that bell button, it's going to alert you anytime I go live or put up any new content. A couple of the few things that I have on there right now. I took a video of the SpaceX launch the other day when old Elon, I'm going to get into Elon as well as Jeff Bezos and Warren Buffett later on today's show. But I ended up filming the SpaceX launch. I ended up filming playing cornhole with my friend Howard as well too. Plus the interview, the live stream that I did with Dakota and Nicole, the girls that I was talking about in the first segment of the show. So go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. Before the break, I mentioned that I got to do something today that I knew that was going to be coming, that I'm actually dreading, and I know that it's not a big deal. Common knowledge, common sense tells me that it should not be a big deal, but it kind of is. I've been talking to the funeral home, the one that is doing the cremation for my father. I talked about this yesterday, about how my mom got really, really upset because she made me call to, you know, get the death certificate for my dad. Now, I got to go pick those up because my mom needs those. One of the things that my dad did, this just shows you what type of man he is. He was always the provider while he was alive. I mean, the guy worked his ass off, worked his fingers to the bone, day in and day out, pretty much all of his life, and he wanted to provide for us. That was always his main concern, taking care of mom, helping take care of me, help raise me, give me the tools that I need. But the reason that my mom needs the death certificate is that my dad always, his entire life, paid into life insurance. And everybody's like, oh, well, Tuttle, yeah, you know, you're getting paid. No, if I'm being honest, I'd rather have my dad. My dad was the most important thing to me, but in true Wayne fashion, being the provider that he is, even after dying, being in the afterlife, he's still providing for us because mom needs the death certificates to be able to get the life insurance policy, which is going to help my mom out. My mom was stressing, even though I know they did quite well on their investments after my dad sold his property. They've been living off their Social Security for a while, and I've been helping out with the rent from the money of the podcast that I've been making. But the thing that I've been wanting to, that I've been dreading, is that I got the call today while I was actually recording this show, and I have to go pick up my dad's ashes. Now, I know that that's not him. You know, a lot of people, my mom wanted me to be able to go after my dad passed to see the body. No. I know some of you guys might judge me. You might call me a pussy. But I did not want to see my dad's lifeless body because I wanted to remember him alive. Even though the last time that I talked to him, I always hoped that he knew that it was me and he would say stuff. And I don't know, maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. Maybe he was really telling me that he loved me. Maybe he was having conversations with me. I don't know. Maybe the wires were crossed and what he was saying was not coming out correctly. I also have a problem with open caskets. I've been to one before, and they never get it right. They never get it right. My Uncle Richard on my mom's side, her eldest brother, when I was younger, went to his funeral, and it just... the body never looks the same. I think that it is insincere. I think that people do it for themselves to have an open casket. I think that it is just wrong and disrespectful to have open casket funerals. And to bring little kids to see that type of shit, I think is completely wrong as well, too. I mean, don't get me wrong. I know that kids need to eventually learn about death and stuff. But, I mean, don't bring your kids up to the coffin. They don't need to see that because that really scarred me for life. You know, the other thing that scarred me, and I said I would only do it for mom and dad, my Aunt Sue, seeing her in hospice, you know, just fade away, that really fucked me up too. That was right about the time that I started getting on the mood stabilizing drugs. That's how bad it affected me. That was like the precursor to me getting on those fucked up medications that eventually drove me to try to kill myself. So this is just another step in, hey, this is finality. You know, the other day, whenever I called to get the death certificate, they were like, yeah, you know, we're doing the cremation today. I was like, oh, fuck, I thought you guys already did it. So you're meaning to tell me that my dad's been sitting in a freezer, even though that's not my dad anymore, just his body. I don't know. I'm sorry about getting dark. I'm just being real and I'm sharing and I'm having a little bit of a difficult time having to know that I got to go pick up my dad's ashes today. I'm doing it on my own because I know that my mom would not be able to handle that. She is not capable of doing it right now. And I'm not saying anything bad about that. But you got to remember, my parents were married for 48 years. Like, they knew each other longer than I have known them. So I get it. And I'm doing it. I'm trying to be a man. You know, a lot of people, I've gotten some feedback. People are like, oh, you need to show emotion in front of your mom. No, my dad would not want that. My dad would want me to be strong in front of her. So when I get upset, I get depressed, and I got to cry or bawl my eyes out, I go outside and do it. You know, I sit there, I comfort my mom. So it's been difficult times, people. I know that we all have to go through this eventually. We got to see our loved ones do it, but we also got to go, we got to take that journey on our own. So I don't want anybody to think, oh, well, I'm special. This shouldn't happen to me. No. I get it. It's just fresh right now, and I'm just sharing with you guys. Don't have regrets. spend as much time with your loved ones if you are in an argument or a disagreement and you're not talking to your parents. Now, there are some cases where I understand that people don't want to talk to their parents. Parents that were abusive or sexually abusive. Yeah, I wouldn't want to talk to those people. Hell, I've even cut family members out. And you know who, and if you're listening to this podcast, you know exactly who you are. Just saying, don't call me when you haven't even spoken to my dad in probably, 2 or 3 years. You know, I'm getting to the point where I've been hinting around it, talking about my trauma growing up. And I told you guys it was not my mom and dad, but I'm getting to the point because I got pissed off. This certain family member of mine, one of my cousins, I'm not going to say what side, but I'm eventually going to talk about it because I think that this person needs to be exposed for who they are. I'm just not ready to talk about it right now. I got to have my mind clear. I got to write bullet points down because when I do it, I want to drop the sun on them. I want to drop the sun on them like America did Japan when they dropped little man and fat boy on one of those Japanese towns. I'm so mad right now even just thinking about it that I need to just stop what I'm doing right now before I say something that I don't want to say. But back to my original point, regret. Do not have regret. Because once that person, that family member that you once maybe had good memories of, that you had a great relationship with, it's not worth it. Squash that shit. I know that I just said that I'm going to drop the sun on one of my relatives. But, I mean, there are circumstances where you just got to do what you got to do. But for the most part, a lot of these family rifts, these family feuds, it's all over dumbass shit. And I'm telling you right now, the regret is going to eat you up for the rest of your life if you do not talk to this person and mend bridges. Hell, you know, can I be honest? I'm going to talk about this. I haven't talked about this before. My Uncle Richard, the one that I just talked about, the one that I talked about that had the open casket, the one that scarred me, my cousin, she's a woman, very, very successful military person, and she ended up having a interracial relationship. Ended up having a child. Now, I had no problem with it. No problem at all. I thought it was cool. The kid has grown up to be also in the military. Very successful. Has stayed out of trouble. Great kid. But my uncle, he had a problem with that. I'm not bad-mouthing him. I'm not saying he was a great guy. An amazing person, but you also got to remember growing up in the South, you are raised in a certain way, and those are your values. That's the way you view it. And that was a big rift. There was a couple of years where I don't even think that they talked to each other, and then he died. I don't know if they ended up mending fences beforehand, but that's just an example of what dumbass shit that family members argue about. Because I know that's a fucked up thing to talk about, and I don't want people to think like I'm talking bad about my uncle, but it's some dumbass shit. Fuck, it is 2021 right now, and guess what? I'm reading now for the first time in the United States, 18 and under, Caucasians are now not the majority here in the United States. So it's dumb. Racism still exists, but it's getting better. Do I think that my uncle was a bad person? No, he was a great person, hard worker, had great values, but that was just the way he was born. That was the way that he, well, I mean, you're not born racist, but that's how you grew up, growing up in the South, either your friends, family, or whatever. That's where you learn that type of stuff. And what I'm trying to say is That's just the dumbass shit that's going to cause regret if you don't mend those fences before your loved one passes away. That's one of the greatest flaws of humans, is that we always think that we have tomorrow. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. It's just not guaranteed. You don't know when your number's up, your time is up. So I'm done with all the depressing stuff. Going to get into some news stories, talk about some current events. You know, in other countries, people look at America as like a beacon of hope. It's a place where everybody's equal. No, that's not the case. In the United States, we've had some pretty dark history, especially with slavery. You know, that's one of those things they try to just sweep under the rug. Oh, don't worry about that. Nothing here to see. You know, women at one time were not able to vote. Women were treated not as equal to men. But the next story I'm about to play for you is about a fire department in Clearwater that has actually 10 female firefighters. And I think this is a great thing. But I got a couple of perspectives, a couple of opinions that I want to talk about before while this story plays. So I'm going to play this new story. I think it is from Fox 13 News over in the Tampa area. And I'll be stabbing in, making my little comments and stuff. So here's the story.
They step on the job ready to serve.
Never once did it cross my mind that I was, you know, not able to do the job that all the other guys could do.
Running side by side with the boys. The women of Clearwater Fire and Rescue highlighted on social media this week. The agency has 10 female firefighters.
Now, the reason that I'm playing this news story, for the most part, it really is not that interesting. There's a bunch of women working as firefighters. No, I mean, women fight in the military now. So, I mean, this has been going on for quite a while. This is kind of like a fluff piece that the news is doing. They do these from time to time. You know, you've always heard that thing, if it bleeds, it leads. I mean, that's still in practice. You know, all the gory stuff, the violence, that's going to be at the beginning of the news story. This is a little fluff piece. Because, you know, the local news, they're showing you all this death and despair. And then they kind of like bring you back up with a piece like this, like, oh, there's a bunch of women working at the fire department. You know, like, I don't know whose idea this was. I'm sure that it was not the women of this fire department's idea. I'm pretty sure that they just want to go about regular everyday business. Because guess what? There's going to be some animosity there, especially with the men firefighters that are also working out of that station. They're going to be like, oh, the fuck? Why are these women, they're getting the attention because they're women? What about the guys? What about the guys that have just been, you know, sexualized? And you're probably like, what do you mean sexualized? Okay. Everybody has seen those calendars that firefighters do. The male firefighters, where they're posing with their gear on, maybe shirtless, six-pack abs. The funny thing is that a lot of firefighters are some of them. I'm not saying all of them. For the most part, they're pretty rugged. They are rugged as hell. Matter of fact, when I was married, my wife was friends, and my mother-in-law were friends with a couple of gay firefighters. And you know, like, for most people, that would be like, oh, gay firefighter? No. Listen, these guys were rugged. They were rugged as fuck, and they were still able to get out there. So you can't tell me that there's not going to be any animosity. But back to the firefighter calendar with the guys posing, you know, sexualizing themselves to be able to raise money, I guess, for the fire department. And I don't even understand why they got to do stuff like that. Hopefully they're doing it for another charity, because my taxpaying money should be enough to be able to fund the firefighting department, where these guys don't have to go out and do Chippendale type pictures. But are the women of this fire department, are they willing to do the same thing that the men are? If we're talking equal rights here, if the guys are out there having to sexualize themselves, Are the women of this fire department, are they willing to do the same exact thing? No. You want to know why? Because it's okay to sexualize men, but when you sexualize women, you're the pervert. You're the degenerate. You are the asshole, like, just molester. You are the predator out there. Anytime you try to sexualize a woman, that's how it goes. But no, you can sexualize the men, make them pose shirtless to make a little bit of money to help raise money for a charity or help fund the fire departments. I'm just saying, we want equal rights. I want to see these women in bikinis holding big, giant hoses, if you know what I mean.
In an industry typically dominated by men.
It actually drew me to it. I always enjoy a challenge, and I want to push myself, see how far I can go.
Victoria Martin's motto, going through Fire Academy.
The impossible is often the untried, so you never know you can do until you try it. I say go for it and go from there.
Fire medic Nina Borders is used to being a trailblazer. In 2017, she was hired as the first Black female firefighter at Clearwater Fire and Rescue.
All right, for the most part, I usually say that I'm not trying to shock jock, but I'll be upfront with you. I'm trying to shock jock here. I don't know. I've always heard, there's always been, it could be an urban legend, but they say that when women hang out with each other a lot, like, hang out with, because you got to imagine these firefighters are working like 2 days on, 2 days off. So these women are hanging out with each other all the time. And we've always heard that old wives' tale of, you know, women that hang out together, their menstrual cycles will match up. They'll all have their periods at the same time. What's going to happen when there is like a 4-alarm or 5-alarm fire? And then you got 10 women whose all their periods are synced up, they're cramping, they're bleeding. I guess if you're in the middle of a fire, you don't have time to change out a tampon or a pad, and you just gotta let it ride when it comes to the Crimson Tide. Man, I just rhymed. I'm a poet and I didn't even know it. Oh my God, I'm freestyling on your ass. No, but seriously, is that a true thing? If there's any female listeners or supporters out there that listen to this show, I don't even want to know what my female listener supporter numbers are. I think that there are some women out there that have a sick, twisted personality, a sense of humor, like I do. I would like to hear from you. Is it true? Have you and your own personal experiences ever had your menstrual cycle sync up with one of your friends that you hang out with all the time? Because I got to tell you, that might be a problem. What if you got 10 women in the firehouse, all with heating pads on their back, on their stomachs, because they are having a heavy flow month? And what is that going to do to the plumbing at the firehouse? Because, you know, a lot of women, they'll flush those tampons down the toilet. And from what I hear, that's not very, very good. So when you got 10 women getting rid of their tampons in the garbage, or not in the garbage, but in the toilet, do women even flush them down the toilet anymore? Or do they wrap them up and put them in a trash can right next to the toilet? Because when you got 10 women just flushing, you got to, I don't even know. Let's do the math here. I'm just estimating here. So heavy flow, maybe 10 to 12 changes of tampons a day. And then you got 10 women who's, if their cycles have all matched up, you're talking about 100 tampons being flushed down the drain of the firehouse. I'm telling you right now, these chicks are all going to have to do a calendar shoot, like I said previously, just to pay for the plumbing bill, because you're talking about 1,000 tampons a week being flushed down the toilets at the firehouse. That's going to be a major issue when those dudes are cooking chili and having explosive diarrhea, and then you're going to have clogged up toilets. You're going to have blood and just chili diarrhea all over the firehouse. You don't need that type of stuff. You need the firefighters to be comfortable and be well rested to be able to put out all the fires that happen in the city of Clearwater.
It's just that hope, that mentorship, and seeing the women that came before us, and then being with the women that were hired after us, and then just seeing that whole community of us come together and just support each other is quite amazing.
I'm not even going to debate it. I'm not going to dance around it. I am in a shock jock type of mood today, but I just thought about this. I was talking about porn earlier, how there's no way that anybody has ever, like, seen every type of porn out there because there's just way too much of it. And I've never been a believer of women that are squirters. And by squirters, I'm talking about women that just get so, let's say they get that wop so much, that wet-ass pussy, that they're able to squirt high or long distances. One of the weirdest things that I ever been a part of was on the Bubba the Love Sponge show, and we had three cam girls come on, and they had a squirt distance, like, competition. Like, this one girl brought out a big Hitachi, and she got down, like, she was just bogging the Hitachi down. If you know what a Hitachi is, it's one of those back massagers. And I swear to God, this woman squirted like 8 feet. And I just thought about this. There's got to be a porn video. And if there's not, I'm patenting this idea right now. I'm looking for ladies, because we can make some money here, willing participants. I don't want anybody to think like I'm into sex trafficking or anything like that, or forcing people to. No, but a woman dressed as a firefighter. You make a little, like, mock, like, house or something, and you light it on fire and see if the chick can put out the fire, the house fire, with her own ejaculate, the squirting. Because I got to tell you, what I saw from some of those women on Bubba's show and how far they were able to, they could easily put out a small fire with their... let's say, I say it's piss. Some people say it's ejaculate. I still stand by it. It's piss.
Division Chief John Kleinfelter tells me the agency has about 190 sworn firefighters on the line, and only about 5% of applicants in the fire service in general are female.
These young ladies that work for us, they are the best of the best. They're not here because they're female. They're here because they are the best of the best.
We knew that we'd bring a different dynamic that the guys don't have, so we just come in and do our job, and they all respect us, and we respect them, and it's a great family.
One of my favorite sci-fi flicks of all time was Starship Troopers. That was a movie that had Neil Patrick Harris in it, Casper something, and a whole bunch of other people. Oh, Denise Richards was in it as well, too. And Starship Troopers, the women and the men all showered together. Like, they were all nude. It was, like, one of the first times as a kid, like, I was like, holy crap, Denise Richards has a nice rack on her. But what I'm trying to say is, do they shower together? Do the women have their own separate, like, restroom showering and stuff? Because what I'm trying to say is, like, if you want to be equal, everybody wants equal rights. And if you can be professional... why can't it be like the movie Starship Troopers, where the guys and the girls all have to use the same showers, all have to use the same bathrooms, that they're flushing 1,000 tampons a week down? Yes, I think that they should. Let's just keep it professional. If you want to be a part of the guys, you're going to have to shower with the guys, in my opinion.
A group of women breaking barriers for young girls to follow in their footsteps, showing with hard work... this could be you, too.
We take the same tests, the physical, written, all of that. And if we're able to do what the men can do, why wouldn't we? So I say 100% go for it.
In Clearwater, Mary O'Connell, ABC Action News.
I'm sure that I've pissed off a lot of people. I know a lot of people are like, oh, Tuttle, you're just trying to be shocking and titillating with your opinion. No, I'm saying these type of things because I am, as a guy... as a person, I'm asking these type of questions because I know a lot of the audience that saw this news story in Tampa. Yeah, they were probably thinking the same exact things that I was bringing up during this audio piece. You want to know why? I got the balls to say it because everybody else is scared. I know that I might be walking a tightrope, but that's what I love about radio. I love walking that tightrope of saying something that could get you in trouble and get you kicked off a platform or a show or something like that. So that is the great thing. That's why I love what I do for a living. Gonna take a quick break. Be back in a few minutes for the final segment of the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Orlando Weekly, best of Orlando. Write the Tuttle Daily Podcast in the category for best podcast not on the radio. Visit Tuttle.net, where you'll find a direct link, so you can't complain that it's too complicated. And if you don't live in Orlando, no problem. If you're a supporter of the show from anywhere around the world, you can vote too.
Wish you could have just flown and had your vehicle arrive a day or two later, so you can enjoy more time doing what's important to you? Well, you can. Just give Starfire Transport a call. Let the professionals do the driving while you're flying. Starfire Transport specializes in RV and auto transport. They'll also haul watercraft from boats to PWCs, cargo trailers, and more. Service available throughout the continental United States. So don't wait. Call Brian today at 574-349-4193 or 989-751-6106 for your next move. 10% off for veterans, past or present. Also, make sure to tell them Tuttle sent you for an additional discount. That's Starfire Transport. Want to support the show? Go to paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Last segment of today's show. Want to talk about something before I left. And it's something that I've been talking about for quite a while. You know, during the winter time, we had a problem with some of the mice, maybe even a couple of rats started getting into the trailer. And they really don't bother me. Yeah, I mean, they're pests, they're rodents. I'm animal lovers, but they spread disease. It's just not good. They're eating up your food. They're leaving feces some places. And I've been trying to set up traps, and none of them were working at all. I don't even know what the difference is, but I have a streak of 4 days in a row now where I've woken up, and I have found that my trap has killed one of the rats or mice. And I got to tell you, I didn't get one of those small traps. I got those big-ass industrial size rat traps. And maybe that was the problem that I was dealing with for a little while. But I gotta tell you, you know, I feel bad. You know, they don't know any better, but it's either me or you, buddy. And I'd rather it be you. And I gotta tell you, that rat trap, because I've been snapped by rat traps before. I've told you this on many, many occasions, but they were the really, really small ones, the ones for mice. But when you step up to a rat trap, rat traps are a whole different game. The tension, the spring is just a little bit tighter, and I've never been hit by one of them, but I was shocked at what these big-ass rat traps do to them. And I gotta think that it's a pretty quick death for the mice, for the rats. You know, like I said, they're rodents, and it's either us or them. But I still want it to be a quick death. And it's crazy how stiff those rats get right after they've been hit. I mean, the thing must have only been laying there for a couple hours. But that thing, the rigor mortis had already set in. And I took them out. I took them outside. And you know what I know? And I did it because I've read all these Art of War things or whatever. I didn't throw the body away, like, in the garbage or anything. I took it in the woods nearby where my mom's trailer. I was about to say parents. Oh, you know what? I'll say parents. Even though dad's still not around. But I put the bodies out there, kind of like a warning to all the other rats and mice that if you overstep your boundaries, you're going to get your shit pushed in. So I got like 4 or 5 like rat carcasses like laying in the woods near the trailer. So it's kind of like a warning. Don't come onto my turf or you're going to get your neck broken by one of the biggest ass fucking rat traps that I've ever seen in my life. By the way, side note, the glue traps, they are a big ass waste. Do not even waste your money. All right, guys, going to get out of here. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Hope you guys are safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketPearClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Sirach. Show voiceover service is brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two D's .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
A society grows great when old men plant trees, the shade of which they know they will never sit in. Good people do things for other people. That's it, the end.